Okay, begins Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simon Dalad. Yirchatz Yodav Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim. You wash your hands, you make the bracha that we're all familiar with, Al Netilas Yadayim. Hagov Yeshoimrim Gam Asher Yotzar, Afilo also Tzrochav V'chein Nogu. So Yeshoimrim says we also make the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and that's the Minhag. Mayim hapsulim l'natilas yadayim l'suda, any type of water will see that you couldn't use to wash your hands for before eating. So then, l'chamasim kuf samech, kasherim l'natilas yadayim l'tefila. You're allowed to use these for washing and for your davin. Miyesh misha oime delo mevarech alayu. Some say you don't make a bracha when using it. You can clean your hands. So let's begin and understand. Machlokis, major machlokis as to why we wash our hands in the Tilas Yadayim. So it begins the Mishnah Berurah by quoting the opinions in Sifkat Nalf. Yirchatz Yadav Yesh. Yesh L'Shnei Tamim. There's two, we'll see perhaps even a third. Rosh Kosov Lefi Sheyadayim Shel Adam Askani Osein. Your hands are always moving around, touching things. V'yevshar Shloiga B'Bosar Hametunov Belayla. It's impossible, it doesn't touch part of your skin during the night. Therefore, lechazeh tikkun chazal bracha on the tilas al hanatila lekriyas shema tefila, that one should, what's it called, because your hands are touching your parts of your body, so therefore they're dirty. You have to make a wash them and make a bracha. In the dirshu number two, he says umishi adesh yadav metunfos. If you know that your hands are dirty, l'shitas harosh chayel varech al natilas yadayim af l'shar tefilas. Later on, we'll talk about whether we wash with a bracha before mincha, before marv. But he says, according to this, so then you should do it. Yeah, k'mon l'kamon, simon zayin, sifkat and gimel, b'shem artus achayim, omnam le'inyin halacha, cause of really halacha, shemish osu t'rochav l'gedolim, v'roitzel hispalo, a person who used the restroom that wants to go daven, af apish l'shitas rov ha'poiskim, chayv l'varech al natilas yadayim. Now that's according to many, you should, yes, make the bracha al natilas yadayim, mikol makam, ein l'zuz mipsak. Shulchan Aruch Sham. We don't move away from what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Shiito below Baracha. And he continues, that's the Rosh's reason. Your hands are dirty. The Rashba has a beautiful understanding. Cause of Lefisha B'Shachar, every single morning, Acher Hashena Aninasim Kibriya Chadosha. We're like a new person this morning. Dichsiv, a pasuk says in Eicha, Chadoshim Labakorim, Rabba Emunosecha. They were made brand new. You have a lot of Emuna in us. God created us brand new every single morning. Because of this, that's why every single morning we see Birchas HaShachar, because we're brand new every single day. Therefore, also this, meaning Netilas Yadayim, lehiskadesh b'kedushas litol yadenu min akli. It's like a kohen, just the kohen has to wash his hands and his feet and with the kior before beginning his avodas Hashem every morning. So too says the Rashba, that's like us. Okay, so which is the Rosh's reason because our hands are dirty? Is the Rashba's because we're brand new?
No, if a person's up the whole night.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Very good. It's being based because we'll see. There's a third reason as well. Good question. Ruach Ra, right? So the Ruach Ra maybe only comes upon a person who's asleep. So, well, we're going to get there good. That's going to be, I think, Sifkan Ches, maybe?
If you take the two Svaris, if a person's up all night, and you say his hands probably did not touch anything because he wasn't sleeping.
Right.
Or if you say the person's a new creature in the morning, but if you weren't sleeping, you're not new.
Very good. Excellent.
Either way.
Right, so watch this. That's the next line. L'halacha anatovsim kishne tamim l'chumra l'inyin tilas. Therefore, we take both l'chumra. In the Dershon 3, he says, bir halacha, the common cause of the kaimelon delonis agin natil yadayim el b'shachris dinased bria chadasha. Oh, it has to be a shachris where you were made into a bria chadasha. So good point. Kilakamen b'zeh hasimen. Good morning. The imlo berach al natilas yadayim kodem hatzefila. So let's say you didn't make the bracha before davening. Shuv lo yivorech achatzefila kuli almas. Then everyone says you don't make the bracha afterwards. Okay, we're up to sifkat and beis now. Vayivorech. You don't have to wait till you're drying your hands. Even if your hands are not dry, that doesn't stop the problem. Some say you should, no, your hands should be dry. right? So we're going to see later on in a few minutes that that's another reason, because there's a ruach ra that's being taken off. And according to that, it doesn't leave until your hands are in fact dried. So then you should wait until your hands are dried before making the bracha. You can't make the bracha kol zman that your hands still have this ruach ra. But that's the post communicate. But the post don't really necessarily agree with that. You shouldn't touch clothing until you wash. But the Gemara doesn't sound like that. You shouldn't take your clothing, your shirt, from someone who, and then get dressed. Because it could be dangerous. Ella, what should you do? Yitlehu ba'atzmo mimokam shu sham. You should wash yourself and then take the clothing. Even if he's already, he himself has washed in the Tilas Yadayim. I mean, b'gemara, roichetz adam ponav yadav v'ragla v'chol yom. We wash our face, our hands, and our feet. Mishum kavod koina. It's right. We're serving Hashem. That's what the Rashba says. We're like Kohanim. The whole world is our base of Migdash. We're serving God. So we have to prepare ourselves. So you wash out you look nice, right? You know. However, we don't go barefoot around here. You don't have to wash your feet in this morning. I'm sure none of us washed our feet this morning, but we probably did wash our mouth, brush our teeth, everything like that. Gimel. Okay. We're made into a brand new creation, as we just said. We have to give thanks to God for that. The brach of Elokai Neshama goes on the soul. And Asher Yotzer goes on the fact we have a brand new guf. There's more reasons. Ein bachronim. Because the prima godim lefitam de briach adosha. Im hayaneir kol halayla. Menachem's question. Ah, lo nase briach adosha beboiker. I'm not new. I'm the same old person I was all night long. Ein yoch levarich asher yotzer. So you look in the dirshu number 8. On the in yichin atilas yadayim bebrachel lemisha hayaneir kol halayla. So what do you do about the washing atilas yadayim? This will come up by in Shavuos. So kosel l'holon sivkon chavches b'shem beis Yosef ataz delatam harashba, right, that you're brand new shechiv netila hu mishum shenase bria chadasha yesh leitol levarich. You should make a bracha on netila zayim mishum shelo plug rabbanon. No, when the rabbanon made a takana wash in the morning, so lo plug. You happen to be up. No, it doesn't matter. You do it again. There's another reason. So it's not that you yourself were brand new. You're up all night, but the world was created brand new. Okay, so you have to think more about this. So you should have somebody else make Elokai Neshama for you and be yoytzi with that. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, the third line, it says v'im lo osa tzracha v'yish omrim te'im hishtin belaila. So let's say you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, urinated. Yuchel ismoch le'inim birchas al sher yotzar. So you don't have to make a bracha asher yotzer in the middle of the night. Just, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you'll do it. Tzarech in the dinner. But that's going to be, you know, you have to think more about this. Why? Sometimes you have to go to the bathroom when you wake up in the morning. And therefore, v'lo yuchel achol al habracha asher yotzer beboiker al zo hatala delaila. Right? It's going to explain later on. The Kamas Simin Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, right? So that over there it says, once you feel the need to use the bathroom again, you can no longer make an Asher Yotzer for the first time. V'yirei Shemayim, person who fears God, Yachmir Lalatzmo, should be strict, V'yitol Yodav, V'yilbosh Mechmasayim, put on your pants, wash your hands, O Yachgur, Shar Dover, Mafsi, put on your gartel, Bein Libel, Erva, V'yivorech Asher Yotzer, and make the bracha in the middle of the night. Ach Yirei Be'esa Bracha, L'harchik Meha Avit, right? You don't want the bowl that you urinated in. If it's right there, so you can't make the bracha out there, so you have to walk away from it. If it's not something that's, you know, designated for this. You could put a revius of mayim anywhere, let's say like 3.3 to 5.4 ounces of water into there. V'toch meroglayim b'chol palm apam shemashtin. Every time you pish, then you just put the water in, and that's mevatlit. Okay, sifkatan dalid afilu. Yeah, this was going back. You can make ashiyatsu even if you didn't go to the bathroom. The haroy til histalik min hasafek. But a person who wants to remove any doubts, yizahir lasleis tzorach of tekef achash era mayim al yadav shlosh pamim. So you should go to the bathroom after you've washed your hands the first three times. Ukeshe yetsa yibes hakise yitol yadav pam shnia. You should wash a second time now. Vivarech ashiyatsu and then make the ashiyatsu. V'yetsi echoy v'lekuli amad. That satisfies everybody. V'tov yoyv says even better. Shlo yivarech afilu birkas ntilas yadayim ad acham ntilas shnia. This is the best thing, is to wash your hands first, because you're going to wash because whatever, to take off the ruach ra. You use the restroom, and then you wash now a second time, and then you'll make a netilas yadayim on the second washing, and you'll make an asher yatzer. Ubefrat, im hayatzorech lenakov be'ez netilas arishona. You're going to make the netilas yadayim afterwards. You're going to wash netilas yadayim, you're not going to make the bracha yet. You're going to wash, that's going to take off the ruach ra. Then you're going to go to the bathroom. Then you wash a second time, right, outside the bathroom, whatever it is, we'll see. And then you make both brachas. You'll make the al netilas yadayim and the asher yatzer. He says, because sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you wash that first time, you need to go to the bathroom at that point. So then, sha'az bevada ein reshoi levarich, and you can't make the bracha at that point. V'chai odom kosov v'nochel nahamtin levarich al netilas yadayim ad acher shemenake atzmo v'roitzel hispalel ayin sham time. Okay, so the best thing is to wait until you're ready to daven. V'achar kach matzasi b'seif from Ma'aseh Rav from the Vilna Gaon v'shekos v'shechein hayanohig agro v'ayin bir halacha. Okay. The next thing he said was that the water does not have to be the same type of water we'd require for washing for a seuda, right? In Sivkan, hey, dehainu mayim shenishtanu mar'ehen, if the color has changed for them, or nas behem halacha, or use them to do something like you used it to wash dishes with or laundry, or meluchim or suruchim, they're smelly. She'ein hakelev yochel ishtois mehem. If a dog won't drink it, so you cannot use that water for the seuda. Umshum hachi ru'uyim l'tefila. But with this, you could do it for davening. Dekan lo tzorech rak mishum nikiyas ba'alma. Here we're just washing off, you know, cleaning ourselves. Vav delo mevarech reitzelom al netilas yadayim rak al nikiyas yadayim. Okay, in Zion alay. Right, you could make it the ayin lekamon sim the sif zayin a mishnah brua sif katan tes zayin. Okay, all right, we'll stop here for today. Have a good day.